Not only, you may be seated, not only does God really love Pastor Bill Winston, but Marcus and Joni Lamb and the Daystar Television Network really love Pastor Bill Winston. When I was listening to Jonathan McReynolds sing, I thought about my close friend, Mark Burnett. Mark Burnett is the executive producer of acclaimed TV shows like Survivor, Celebrity Apprentice, and The Voice. And I thought if Jonathan McReynolds was ever on The Voice, Jonathan McReynolds would win. Does anybody else agree with that? It is beyond an honor to stand in the pulpit where your legendary pastor stands week after week after week. It is a high honor for me, and I don't take it lightly, but I can tell you this, I've got a word from the Lord for you tonight. But just before I share that word, I want to show you a picture of the Lamb family. Marcus and Joni and the three little lambs. Not the three little pigs. The three little lambs. And there on the far right is our oldest daughter, Rachel, the blonde. She's in Australia right now, part of the Awakening Conference. We've been showing it live from Melbourne, Australia all week. You see Joni next to me, and then my son Jonathan. Jonathan is 30, like David is 31. They both went to ORU. And then on the far end is our surprise. We didn't know she was coming, and she said, "Surprise, surprise. I'm coming to live with you for 25 years. Miss Rebecca." And then you see Jonathan is married to a beautiful lady of color. Miss Susie was born and raised in India. And they've been married now for a little over 4 years. And let me show you what the results of them getting married. Not that, but there it is. His name is his name is Israel Elisha Lamb. Pastor Bill Winston, is that a lot of names to live up to? Israel Elisha Lamb. He is a sport model. So we now have two grandchildren, and I know that my credit card bills have dramatically increased. So I can't imagine Pastor Bill Winston and Veronica with eight grandchildren. Eight is enough. Remember, there's a TV show. Eight is enough. I don't know if you could ever have enough grandchildren. That's why they are so grand. Just before I share the word of God with you this evening, I have a video I want to show you about Daystar. And it is significant to the message that I'm going to be bringing. This video was done by our Daystar staff in-house. And it won an Emmy Award, which is the highest award in secular television. And as far as I know, Daystar is the only Christian television network to ever win an Emmy Award. And the Lord has blessed us so much till I think we now have won 8 or 10. It's a whole bunch of them. I see them in the display case. But if they'll dim the lights for just a moment. Well, let me ask a question. How many of you ever watched Daystar before? Wow! Oh, I just feel at home. All right, let's watch this. It's about 3 minutes long, and then I'll be right back to preach the Word of God.
Experience.
We have the greatest message on the face of the earth.
Changes.
Jesus came and preached a new kingdom.
Everything.
This is our time. This is our day.
Experience Daystar.
The divine light of God has illuminated the human spirit and set a person on fire.
top international ministries, award-winning original programming, contemporary network packaging, the biggest names, and more live events than any of its kind.
From Atlanta, New York, Chicago, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, Miami, Jakarta, Rio de Janeiro, Beijing,
every city in America and every country in the world.
Colombia,
India, Pakistan,
Venezuela, Honduras, Peru.
On cable, internet, satellite, DirecTV, Dish Network, and mobile phones.
Paris, Moscow, Cape Town, Sydney, Hong Kong, Kiev, Singapore,
India, Estonia, Finland, France, Germany.
Every people, every time,
every nation.
Daystar is the fastest growing faith-based network in the world. Daystar state-of-the-art facilities offer one of the largest special effects studios, 17 sets, high-end post-production, a top-of-the-line digital console, two audio suites, and an in-house recording studio.
We've gone to a great deal of effort to create something of excellence.
Daystar's on-air quality is excellent, and faith-based television will never be the same. Children, teens, today's generation. With over 100 national and international programs combining the biggest names of faith and entertainment, Daystar is tearing down the walls of denomination and race.
We must be vision-driven, not memory-driven.
Music, movies, events, inspiration, and it doesn't stop there. Groundbreaking, original programming is what we're known for. Marcus and Joni, Reflections, Gospel Music Showcase, Check the Sound, and Joni are just some of the standout hits in Daystar's award-winning lineup. Today's headlines, hard-hitting, relevant topics, and much, much more. And now, Daystar is not only the exclusive 24/7 Christian network on Hot and Yes in Israel, but is also on every major U.S. cable system and carried on the largest pay TV platforms across Europe, Asia, New Zealand, and Africa.
Keep watching Daystar. Keep being blessed.
If you want to get closer to God than you've ever been before, you're in the right place.
The Holy Spirit is drawing people.
God will never disappoint.
He always causes you to try.
I am who God says I am. I can do what God says I can do.
We are the army of God, and we are more than conquerors through Christ.
Entertaining high-quality programs, award-winning originals, every multimedia platform, and more live events from around the world. Everything is about to change. Daystar, experience it.
Well, to God be all of the glory. And one of the favorite programs on Daystar is Pastor Bill Winston daily in the afternoons. And if you're listening closely, one of the first quotes on there was him, and he was saying, God has sent us to preach a new kingdom. I recognize that voice. You can get the Daystar app by going to daystar.com/app. It's free, and you can watch Daystar anywhere in the world, 24 hours a day through that app. You can send prayer requests that way. It's just a tremendous thing. And since Pastor Winston is one of our esteemed programmers, I don't even know if he knows this or not, but I know he knows this first part, but not the second part, perhaps. The eyes of the world, of course, were upon Paris, France, just a few months ago when that terrible act of terrorism took place. And you know, France has become a secular state. But let me tell you what God has been up to. The largest multi-channel TV platform in France, right before the terrorists struck, signed a deal to launch Daystar as the first and only Christian television network in the history of the nation of France. So, Pastor Bill Winston, you're preaching every day all across the nation of France. If you have your Bibles this evening, I want you to turn in the Old Testament to the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. And for those that are tuning in to your television sets today via Daystar, I am in the Windy City, Chicagoland, at Living Word Church under the leadership of Pastors Bill and Veronica Winston. A church full of faith, full of the Word, and full of the Holy Spirit. Have you found Habakkuk chapter 2, beginning with verse 2? Now, that's one of those little tiny minor prophet fellas that's hard to find and hard to remember where they are. If it will help you, it's on page 842 on my Bible. Or it's just after Nahum and just before Zephaniah. Habakkuk chapter 2, and this is so appropriate for your pastor and his life message, because in this Bible, somebody wrote in here, the just live by faith. But the verse begins this: then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it. I believe what it means, that he may run with it. Pick up the vision and go run the race God has set before you. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak. That's declarative. It will speak, and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come to pass. I'm in television, so we tell a vision. And what is a vision? You know, Proverbs 29:18 says, and without a vision, the people perish. And Pastor Bill Winston, a lot of pastors say, and without people, the vision will perish. So what is a vision? It is a destiny, a desire, or a dream. So I'm preaching on the subject tonight. Don't give up on your dream. Don't give up on your dream. I believe God told me tonight that in this audience, there are world changers and history makers and champions for Christ. Men and women and young people, boys and girls, who are destined to do great things for God. As a result, I believe this is a divine appointment that you're here and I'm here and we're here together. A few years ago, I was preaching in the great Mount Perrin Church in Atlanta, Georgia. And there were thousands of people there that night for a conference. And I turned and I said, I have a prophetic word from God. And I pointed my finger and it pointed to three ladies in their 60s. And I said, the prophetic word is, God said, some of you are pregnant. And I did the pregnant pause. Pastor Winston, when I pointed my finger at those three ladies in their 60s, and I said, God said, some of you are pregnant, those three ladies just fainted right there in their seats. No, I'm just kidding. They didn't faint, but they were looking at me very funny. And then I completed the prophetic word, pregnant with destiny. God is saying the same thing here tonight at Living Word Church. Some of you are pregnant with destiny. So don't give up on your dream. One of my closest friends is Pastor Joel Osteen. He pastors the largest church in America, Lakewood Church. And it's been my privilege to preach there the last 7 years in a row. His dad, the late, great John Osteen, used to say, great it is to dream the dream when you stand in youth by the starry stream. But a greater thing is to fight life through and to say at the end, the dream is true. I'm preaching, don't give up on your dream. The video you just saw is proof of God fulfilling his dream through Daystar. Living Word Church was a dream of Bill and Veronica Winston, but today that dream has come true and it's a reality. What is your dream? Is it for your family to be saved? Is it for your marriage to be restored or to be healed from a sickness, to get a promotion on your job, or to own your own business, then I say don't give up on your dream, because it's surely going to come to pass. Joni's favorite Old Testament character is Joseph. He was the great dreamer of the Bible. He went through many tough times, even being betrayed by members of his own family. Now, it can't get anything any worse than that. It's one thing for a stranger to betray you. It's one thing for a classmate or a colleague or a neighbor. But when it becomes blood and it gets that close and personal, and a family member betrays you, that's something that most people will never get over. But you know what? Joseph didn't give up on his dream. And as a result, he went from the pit to Potiphar's house, from Potiphar's house to the prison, from the prison to the palace, and from the palace to become prime minister of Egypt, second in command. Joseph's life seemed messed up when he was sold into slavery. But look what God did. Some of you may feel like your life is messed up. What's happened? Have you gone through a divorce? Have you lost your job? Did you have to file for bankruptcy? And as a result, maybe you feel like you're unqualified. But I came all the way from Dallas, Texas on the Daystar jet to tell you this. The good news is that God can qualify the unqualified. And God can even qualify the disqualified. Somebody get happy in Chicagoland tonight and praise the Lord for that. Oh, yes. Now here's something shocking. Now, before you boo me out of here, remember, what did Jonathan say? Now, don't judge me. Before you judge me, listen to the end of it. Man can mess up God's plan for you. Now, yes, I understand about the sovereignty of God, but God has given us a free will. Is that true? Man can mess up God's plan for you. But here's the good news. If man messes up God's plan A, then Miss Nikki, God has got a plan B. And the good news is God's plan B is just as good or better than his plan A. Point number one, if you don't want to give up on your dream, then you got to understand winners don't quit and quitters don't win. So don't give up. The power of perseverance. That's one of the most important lessons that Joni and I have learned, both in marriage and in ministry. Right up the road lived the legendary football coach, Vince Lombardi, of the Green Bay Packers. He's in the NFL Hall of Fame. In 1967, he won the first Super Bowl. One of the famous quotes of Vince Lombardi was this. He said, "It's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get up again." The Bible says in Micah 7 and 8, "Rejoice not over me, my enemies, for when I fall, I shall arise." Have you ever been knocked down? You know, you go in a boxing match, it's 12 rounds. It's not who wins the first round, the second round, the third round, the seventh, the eighth, the ninth, or the tenth. You can be behind on every judge's scorecard for the first 11 rounds. But baby, you can make a knockout blow in that 12th round, and you can win the championship of the world. Yes, we may get knocked down. Yes, we may be afflicted. But if we arise and stand up and go forward in the power of the Spirit, armed with the Word of God, you can be victorious. Hallelujah. God doesn't look at success like the world does. He doesn't judge success based on numbers, but rather he judges success based on faithfulness. So be the best you can be, because when God made you, he made an original. Point number two, take it one day at a time. Be led by the Holy Spirit every day of your life. And every one of these days will bring you into the ultimate will and plan of God for your life. Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So quit worrying about tomorrow. Quit worrying about next week. You know what? Tomorrow never gets here. It's always today, 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 today. Today is a priceless opportunity for God to work in your life. Just be led by His Spirit today. Be obedient to Him today. Walk in His Word today. Use your faith today. And every one of these days will add up and bring you into the ultimate will and plan of God for your life. In fact, if God were to go ahead and show you everything He's got planned for you, one or the other of these reactions would probably happen. For a lot of people, because it would be so big and so great, you would be afraid. And you would be paralyzed by fear and immobilized. And it would prevent you from moving forward because you would say, I can't do that. That's more than I'm able. If somebody would show me that video of Daystar years ago, I'd have probably thought, you're hallucinating. What are you smoking? What are you on? I can't do that. Or if you don't have the attitude of fear or being overwhelmed and feeling unworthy, you might get a sense of excitement so great that you'd want to run ahead of God. Before you were prepared, before the situation was ready. And you know, timing is important with God. How many know that God's usually not ever early? But He's never late. He's always on time. Now here's a little nugget that I'm gonna throw in for free. Everybody say free. Be sure and schedule time to dream about the future God has planned for you. Visualize it and make a plan. There's an old adage that says that if you fail to plan, then you're planning to fail. And one of the best ways to see your dream come to pass is first help somebody else with their dream. Sow into somebody else's field first. And as God sees that you're diligent in that, God will watch and He's got a blessing stored up for you. Point number three, this is pretty fast preaching, isn't it? Point number three, your attitude will determine your altitude. Your attitude will determine your altitude. Your pastor is a pilot and he loves flying, so he understands about altimeters and about altitude. Altitude or how high you will fly. In John Maxwell's book, The Winning Attitude, he describes attitude like this. Its roots are inward, but its fruit is outward. It is either your best friend or your worst enemy. Talking about attitude. Attitude is more honest and more consistent than your words. It is the librarian of your past. It is the speaker of your present. And it is the prophet of your future. A soldier has the attitude of a warrior. An athlete has the attitude of a winner. And a reaper has the attitude of a farmer, one who believes in increase. So be passionate about your dream. Passion is the fuel that drives your dream. If you don't get excited about your dream, nobody else is going to get excited about your dream. Now get ready to shout. I mean, get ready to shout. Because God doesn't use your past to determine your future. I said, God doesn't use your past to determine your future. So tonight, walk out of your past and walk on into your future. You may feel inadequate. That's how I felt when God called me to preach when I was 15. I didn't want to be a preacher. I wanted to be a doctor. And Dr. Bill Winston, I made an argument with God, and I said, now, God, if you'll let me be a doctor, before I put my patients under anesthesia, I will look them in the face and say, Now, you may not wake up from this surgery. So now would be a good time to pray. And God said, no, I've called you to preach. So Attorney Ted Shaw, I said, all right. Then if I can't be a doctor, let me be a lawyer, an attorney. A lot of your kids are getting in trouble and I'll help them. And I'll make a lot of money and I'll pay big tithes into the church and give large missions offerings. And he said, no, I've called you to preach. So, you know, the way pastors used to be, Pastor Bill Winston, they would say to us young ministers, now, when you get some experience, I'll use you. But can you see the conundrum? Because if they won't use you until you get some experience, how in the world are you ever going to get any experience so they'll use you? So the little Lamb of God at age 15, I wasn't a dummy. I thought, I'm going to get me some experience. So I lived in Macon, Georgia. It was a hot summer in July. And I went down into the woods to the barn where lived our horse, Sugarfoot. I had on a three-piece suit. I had a three-piece outline. I had a 62-pound Scofield reference Bible that belonged to my mother. And I went down there to give Sugarfoot you know what. I don't know if I was going to give him heaven or hell or both. And my little brother Gary, he saw me. I didn't know he saw me. He thought, what in the world is going on? This is about the funniest thing I've ever seen. Has Marcus lost his mind again? What is he going to do? Is he going to take the pages of the Bible and feed who? Oh, you are an attentive audience, an intelligent group of people. So I'm down there preaching to Sugarfoot so I can gain me some experience so I can preach for Pastor Bill Winston. And I'm preaching away, and all of a sudden, a laughter began cascading amongst the trees. And I got greatly discouraged. And I thought my ministry was over on my first sermon. Because I thought, God, I'm doing so bad that Sugarfoot is laughing at me. And of course it wasn't Sugarfoot. It was my little nosy brother, Gary. Laughing, thinking that was about the craziest thing that he had ever seen. You know, one way to tell if a dream is truly of God. Now, this is just one way. If it's so great, if it's so big, if it's so large, that there's no way you can accomplish it on your own. You know why? Number one, God wants to put you in a position where you're totally dependent on Him. And number two, God wants to do something so great that only He will get the glory. Can you praise the Lord for that? But you might have to start out small. The Bible says in Zechariah 4:10, despise not small beginnings. You see, if you talk small about a small place, it's only going to get smaller. But if you talk big, David, about a small place, then it's only going to get bigger. Somebody say praise the Lord for that. Point number four, there's only five. Point number four, you must be prepared to take risks. Now, what am I preaching about? Don't give up on your dream. You must be prepared to take risk, but not risk of presumption. Not a pepperoni pizza dream risk, but when you have a word from God or a leading of the Holy Spirit. Pastor Bill Winston's dear friend Kenneth Copeland says, one word from God can change your life forever. God gave me a word in March of 1983 in Israel. He spoke to me and said, go to Montgomery, Alabama. I couldn't have been surprised that he said go, because go is 2/3 of God's name. God said, go to Montgomery, Alabama. So right down the street from your stomping grounds of Tuskegee. And he said, go and build the first Christian television station in the history of the state of Alabama. So we moved there in January of 84. And then in 1986, the Lord spoke to me for the first time to build a Christian TV station in Dallas, Texas. Now, we were already on the air in Montgomery. The station was doing well. But it took 7 long years before the Dallas station ever came on the air. The tribulation period. 7 years of fighting demons and devils and all of hell. We moved to Dallas in December of 1990. Listen to this. We had one little Honda Accord. See, it was biblical. The Bible says when they were all in one mind and one accord. So we had a biblical car. And it was Joni and me and little Jonathan and Rachel, the blonde. And all we could afford, Pastor Bill Winston, was to rent a 2-bedroom apartment. So the little 6-year-old boy and the little 9-month-old baby girl had to stay in one bedroom by themselves. And it was difficult times. We didn't have any income. And we went through 5 major legal battles. Mr. Ted Shaw, think about this. You're an attorney. One of the legal battles was a lawsuit. We were sued by a group from North Carolina. Now think about how unusual it is I'm about to tell you. I never received a subpoena to be deposed. I never received a subpoena to provide evidence or even go to the trial in North Carolina. And we ended up winning so big that the judge sanctioned the opposing attorney and made the opposing attorney pay us thousands of dollars. You talk about the goodness of God, the greatness of God, the bigness of God. I'm telling you, don't give up on your dream. So God was with us. And we were in the midst of building a tower right there in Dallas, and we had gotten it to the 300-foot mark. And a telephone call came and said, Marcus, I so hate to tell you this, but 2 of the tower workers fell from 300 feet and they're dead. I want to show you where I was when I received that call. I told you about Rebecca, the surprise. We didn't know she was coming, so we had to add a bedroom onto the little house. By then, the Lord had helped us. We got out of the apartment. And so I didn't have an office, so they created this thing. I don't know if it was an office or a closet. It was 5.5 feet tall, so I couldn't even stand up in it. It was only 3 feet, 8 inches deep, so I couldn't sit there at a little countertop and close the door behind me. I did not have a computer. I didn't have a cell phone. And all I had was an electronic typewriter, a telephone, and a fax machine. And they called me. I want to show you that video to show you the scene of this when they called me. Just show the B-roll, please. There was the little house we bought. By the way, it was only $139,000 at the time. There I am going into this little office. There's the electronic typewriter, the fax machine, no computer, as I said, no cell phone. You can see it's only about 3.5 foot deep. And they called and they told me that. What do you do when you get a call like that? You think, David, not only are the tower workers dead, but your dream is dead. This was the tower to get the Dallas station on the air before Daystar was ever even a thought or a dream. And immediately I felt so terrible for their family and friends. And I also knew as a businessman that everybody involved would be sued. And I just got on my knees and cried out to God, what do you say? What kind of prayer do you pray in that moment? I'll tell you what kind to pray. When you know not what you should pray for as you ought, the Holy Ghost will pray through you with groanings and utterings which cannot be understood. And the Holy Spirit prayed a prayer that rung the prayer bells of heaven. And I begin to feel the glory of God running down the avenues of my soul. And about 45 minutes later, they called back and they said they were not dead. Woo! Back up, devil! I'm going over Jordan. And Joni and I went to the hospital. We witnessed to the two young men. We led one of them to salvation and his girlfriend to salvation. And he told us, he said, when I was knocked out, he said, I had what was like a dream or a vision that I fell into the lap of an angel. And it was soft, like falling into goose, like a huge goose down pillow. And yeah, they sued everybody. They sued the company that they worked for. They sued the people who made the steel for the tower. They sued the people that did the winch and the winch operating company. They sued everybody but the little Lamb of God. Oh, yes. I'm preaching, don't give up on your dream. You see, the devil will try to kill your dream in its infancy. He tried to kill Moses as a baby. He tried to kill Joseph as a young person. He tried to kill Jesus as a baby. So I say to you, like Proverbs 4:23, guard your heart because from it flows the spring of life. So guard your dream. But let me tell you some good news. God will give the provision for the vision. We've had so many miracle stories, but several years ago, the largest company in the world, now Apple has the highest market capitalization between them and Walmart right now, but back then, the largest company in the world was General Electric. And this was around the year 2000. They contacted me. They said, we want to do a deal. And it has to do with our subsidiary, NBC Television Network. And we want to buy one of your TV stations. And I said, our TV station is not for sale. And they said, well, we're going to make you an offer you can't refuse. I said, there is no such offer. I said, the only way I would consider selling, and it wasn't the Dallas station, it was a station in another city in America, another large city. I said, the only way I would consider it is if you replace that station with a station that's virtually equal in coverage. It took a long time, a lot of negotiations, but let me tell you what ended up happening. We got three TV stations worth $26 million and $50 million in cash. $76 million, and we only had $1 million in the station that they bought. I'm telling you, God can give the provision for the vision. Don't give up on your dream. Here's my final point. If you want your dream to come true, then you're going to have to stand on the Word of God. So, ladies and gentlemen, since I'm preaching in the Living Word Church, woo, why don't we just walk down through the pages of the Living Word? And let's start with John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word, well, just take the lettering down, please. And the Word was God, and the Word was with God. The same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. But he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That is the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He came into the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them which believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of men, but of God. And the Word was made flesh flesh. I said, and the Word was made flesh. I said, and the Word was made flesh, and we beheld His glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Okay, Mr. Hammond B3. Did you know the Little Lamb of God can play the Hammond B3 with the Leslie speaker? And I was thinking, am I going to have to go over there and play it and preach at the same time? Crank that thing up, mister. If you do a good job, I'll split part of the offering with you. Numbers 23:19. Behold God. Now listen, when you hear these verses, I want you to think, how does that apply to my dream? Numbers 23:19. Behold God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said it, and shall he not do it? Hath he spoken it, and shall he not make it good? Psalms 23:13-14. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalms 37:4-5. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will grant unto you the desires of your heart. Commit your way unto him, and he shall bring it to pass. In Psalm 71:1, in the O Lord do I put my trust. May I never be put to confusion. Here's my favorite Old Testament verse. Psalms 91:15. And he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in times of trouble. I will deliver him, and I will honor him. In Psalms 138:8, and I will perfect that which concerneth you. In Isaiah 55:11, so shall be my word that goeth forth out of my mouth. It will not return unto me void, but it will accomplish that which I please, and it will prosper in the thing whereinto I have sent it. Let me tell you something, Dr. Bill Winston, you don't have to put a notary public seal on the word of God, because Jeremiah 1:12, he said, for I will hasten my word to perform it. In Jeremiah 29:12, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. The companion verse to that in the New Testament is in Philippians 1:6, and being confident of this very thing, that he who hath begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Christ. I wish somebody would get happy in Chicago and clap your hands and praise the Lord. The only thing about getting a white preacher to come in a black church is you get me so excited you about preach me to death. I would not rather be anywhere else in the world preaching tonight than in Living Word, in living color, in Chicagoland. Are you enjoying the Word of God? Matthew 24:35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. My favorite New Testament verse, John 15:7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, then you can ask whatsoever you will, and it shall be done unto you. In Romans 4:20-21, I thought about you, Pastor Bill, for he staggered not at the promises of God, but through unbelief, but was strong in faith, being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform it. In 1 Corinthians 15:57, but thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Somebody shout, victory. Ephesians 3:20, now unto him that is able. Somebody shout, he's able. I'll tell you what he's able to do. He's able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. In Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. In Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all of your needs. Now, he didn't say according to who was in the White House. He didn't say according to your banker. He didn't even say according to your lawyer, your accountant, your doctor, or your employer. But according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I came all the way from Dallas, Texas to tell you tonight that not only does he own the cattle on 1,000 hills, but he owns 1,000 hills that the cattle are standing on. He owns the lakes that they drink out of. He owns the grass that they eat off of. He owns the barns that they eat out of. I'm telling you, he owns it all. He's able. 2 Corinthians 1:20. For some of the promises of God. For many of the promises of God. For most of the promises of God. No, for all. Somebody shout all. For all the promises of God are in him, yea, which means yes, and in him, amen. Now, Pastor Winston, when I was a little boy, I used to be in church every night just like Jonathan McReynolds was talking about. Now, don't judge me. And I'd hear preachers preaching Miss Nikki in a big way. Then I'd hear them say, now raise your hands and say amen. And I'd see him go sneak a little bit of water. I thought, oh, I know what that amen business is all about. They just want to catch their breath, or they want a water break, or they're just trying to think of the next thing they're going to say. Till I went to college to systematic theology, and I learned the word amen was so much more than that. Remember, for all the promises of God are in him, yea, and in him, amen. That little word amen means so be it. Or thus shall it be. So when you raise your hand, you say amen to Pastor Bill Winston preaching. You're saying, Bill Winston, so be it. Or thus shall it be. I'm telling you, the promises of God belong to his children tonight. 2 Corinthians 7:1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved. 2 Peter 1:4. Whereby are given unto us such exceeding great and precious promises. 2 Peter 3:9. For the Lord is not slack concerning his promises. 2 Timothy 1:12. For I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. 1 Peter 1:24-25. For the grass withereth and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall endure forever. Hebrews 12:2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. 1 John 5:4. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Would you praise the Lord one time? Y'all about to preach me to death. I'm coming to the end as I can look on that clock and see that the time of our departure is close at hand. I'm preaching, don't give up on your dream. Now I want to come into agreement with you today to see your dream come to pass. Matthew 18:19 says, if any two of you shall agree on earth, it's touching anything that you shall ask, it shall be done for you of my Father, which is heaven, in heaven. And I conclude with this. Remember my text, the last verse said, the dream, your dream, is for an appointed time. Now, wait a second. Now, Pastor Bill Winston, when you were an executive at IBM and selling millions of dollars of computers a year, you had to deal with some high dollar people. You couldn't go to some high dollar guy's place in a skyscraper without an appointment. But you had to go through their scheduling secretary, and you had to get it on the books sometimes weeks, perhaps months in advance. Well, look what this verse said. It said, your dream is for an appointed time. My God in heaven. That means God is already written down on his calendar, on his scheduling book, your time for your miracle. Woo! Oh, I got to say, this wasn't in my notes, so I'm throwing this in for free. When I was in systematic theology, I learned that one of the divine attributes of God was he was immutable. It sounds like a disease, doesn't it? What is that? Immutable. It means he changes not. And God has the supernatural divine ability to simultaneously see time past, time present, and time future. You know what that tells me? God knew about your problem before you did. You may be right now in the middle of your problem. The skies may be so dark. The thunder may be so loud. The lightning may be so fierce. The waves may be lapping all around you. And you feel like you're going under and your dream's going under with you. But thanks be unto God. Just as he saw the storm that came before you did, he also sees on the other side of the storm. He sees on the other side of your miracle. And when you are faithful in your attendance, faithful in your tithing, faithful in your missions giving, God says, they don't know it now, but they're setting themselves up for a miracle in the future when they need it more than they do now. Don't give up on your dream. Now, I'm getting ready to pray. There is an anointing of increase on my life. I don't deserve it. I couldn't earn it. I don't know why I have it other than just the grace of God, but I know it's there. Today, Daystar is worth over $500 million and is totally out of debt. And in the last few years has given, now listen to me, given over $80 million. You can't give $80 million, baby, unless you got $80 million. God has been good to Joni and me. We don't deserve it. We could never earn it if we worked 1,000 lifetimes, but we sure are grateful and humbled by the goodness and the grace of God. I want everybody to stand in this building. If you tonight are in the full-time ministry and you'd like for me to pray for you and lay hands on you for an anointing of increase to be transferred into your life, then I want you to step out and step forward and come and stand in this altar. Come quickly, because the king's business takes haste. The king's business takes haste. And I so love the ministry teaching of your pastor about kings and priests. I believe the kings and the priests are to be partners together. The king can't do all he's supposed to do without the priest, and the priest can't do all he's supposed to do without the king. But the king needs to be anointed and needs to hear from God so he can give godly wisdom to that king. And God can give him million-dollar ideas. I was sitting at our little breakfast table just few years ago. It was right in the middle of when this economy hit, 2008. I mean, it started really 2007, but 2008, it was a killer. I was minding my own business, but talking to the Lord. And the Lord spoke to me and said, call this man and offer to loan him $20 million. And it was a pastor. I said, God, have you got the right number? Did you get the wrong number? God said, I told you to call him and offer to loan him $20 million. And I thought, well, that guy's going to think I'm crazy. Or he could even be offended. You don't ever know. Sometimes pastors, the reason they're successful many times is because they're sensitive. But Satan will try to use their gifting against them. They're so sensitive, yet if somebody criticizes them, talks about them, says something about them, oh, it gets them mad, hurts their feelings. Come on, ladies and gentlemen of God, don't let the devil use your gift against you. So I called this pastor. When I said that to him, he just went silent. And he said, I was sitting at my breakfast table in front of my laptop just like you. And I had just made a commitment to God about a major thing in my life that I needed to get settled. And then 20 seconds later, you call. And he said, we had a deal set with the bank because they were building a big new building at the time. And said, when the economy crashed, the federal government changed the lending laws with the banks. Right in the middle, we had a commitment and everything, and now our whole project is shut down. We don't know what we're going to do. And he said, $20 million is exactly what we need to get this thing back going again. Oh, Pastor Bill Winston, where are you? Because you got to hear this. If you went in the rapture, will you come back so you can hear this part of my little story? Well, this is great. He's going to love this. David, will you tell your dad the rest of this story? Like Paul Harvey said, and now for the rest of the story. Tell your dad the rest of the story. Well, we drew up all the papers. The business administrator of Daystar used to be a banker. He's a Hispanic guy. And the church went back to the bank and said, oh, guess what? We don't need you anymore. Our friends Daystar loaned us $20 million. They said, Daystar? They said, wait a second. We know Daystar. And this is exactly what they said. They said, if Daystar will loan you $20 million, then we're going to make a deal with you. As soon as you get Daystar paid off, we're going to loan you the rest of the money for all of the rest of your expansion, which was going to be $100 million. That church paid us off in 3 years' time, and Daystar made, what did we make? I think we made about $2 million just from making a phone call. So how great that God would bless that church that they could, you think about a church being able to pay $20 million plus interest in 3 years' time. And guess what the name of that bank was? This is what I wanted Pastor Bill Winston to hear. The name of that, this is so great. I'm about to go in a rapture just thinking about it. The name of, oh, there you are. The name of that bank is Prosperity Bank. Woo! Hallelujah! And Prosperity Bank knew about Daystar. And so at one time, Daystar was the first lien holder, and Prosperity Bank was, they were second. They were behind us. So if there was any default, Daystar was going to get paid before Prosperity was going to get paid. I'm talking about the goodness of God. I'm telling you, God can give the provision for the vision. You men and women of God, go forth from this place tonight after you get prayed for. Receive that anointing of increase. You go back and preach it in your church. You begin to believe God for what you're supposed to do. Remember what I said, though, the best way to see your dream come to pass is help somebody else's dream come to pass. Sow in somebody else's field first. That's what we've been doing all these years at Daystar. I could tell you more and more. Let me tell you just one more story. Glory to God. This man that I'm about to tell you about is worth $20 billion. Say, Marcus, how do you know he's worth $20 billion? Is that just an exaggerated preacher story? No, I went to Forbes.com and they had the 400 richest people in America every year, and I looked on there and he's worth $20 billion. Well, he owns one of the largest satellite TV networks in the world, and we'd been trying to get on there for years. And I get an email, it's from him. And he said, I just flew in on my private jet and I'm on the freeway and I saw a building that said Daystar. He said, is that your Daystar? He said, if it is, call me. And he left the number. Well, David, I was sure that number would have been to the switchboard of this multi-billion dollar company. Or maybe at best it could have been a secretary. Or maybe, wow, if I was really blessed, it might be an executive assistant. So the little Lamb of God calls the number that's on that email from that billionaire. And guess who answers the phone? Mr. Billionaire, Mr. $20 billion himself. And he said, I'm going to put Daystar on my satellite network in America to 14 million homes, which is 52 million people, and I'm going to do it for free.
Woo!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! So all those times we were faithful to sow and to give and to bless and be obedient and worship God, God was mindful, and he will be for you too. Now the Bible talks about lifting up our hands. It's the universal sign of surrender. And the scripture says, I will lift my hands to the Lord from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who makes heaven and earth. And I want a couple of men from the church that'll help me as I begin to lay hands on these people. Would you come? Somebody come right up here close with me. I can't lay hands on every person because I got to get home. I got an important appointment early in the morning. But I'm going to pray for every single one that God leads me to tonight in the name of Jesus. Church, listen. You know, if there would be more unction in the pulpit, there would be more action in the pew. So I want you to pray, stretch your hand, and more importantly, your heart towards these men and women of God, that a greater anointing, a greater increase is going to come on their life. And you're going to be the recipient, because as they receive from God freely, they're going to freely give, and then you're going to freely receive in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I anoint her hands gently. The power of God is upon you. In the name of Jesus, the fire of God. In the name of the Lord. Touch in Jesus' name. There it is. Touch in Jesus' name. That's the power of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, fire through his body. Flow to him, Lord. An impartation in the name of Jesus. Touch in Jesus' name. There it is. All that you have for him. More, more, more in Jesus' name. More in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, now receive the touch of God. Church, begin to praise him. The glory is getting stronger in this place. The power of God can come down on you where you're standing, whether you're a minister or not. You that are watching by way of television, stretch your hand towards that television screen. Stretch your hand towards that computer screen and receive the touch of God in the name of Jesus. Now, in Jesus' name. It's the power of God flowing in this place, flowing in this place. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, in Jesus' name. Father God, I thank you for Nicole, and I thank you for David. I want you two to join hands. Lord, you placed them together. Lord, you've called them together for such a time like this. And Lord, you're already doing wonderful things through them. But Lord, you're saying to say to them, the best is yet to come. You're challenging them to dig a little deeper and to go a little farther and look further in their eyes of faith. Lord, I pray tonight that an increase both individually and together will come in the name of Jesus. Touch David, Lord. Impart divine wisdom into his mind and his spirit. Flow, Lord, like a river, refreshing springs of living water through Nicole. Bless their children and everything that they put their hands to do in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch Pastor White now in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, the power of God be upon you. The fire of God be upon you. Touch in Jesus' name. There it is. Oh, wave your hands. The Bible talks about a wave offering. This stir up the Holy Spirit atmosphere that is filling this place tonight. I see three question marks over your head. I believe that the Lord is saying there's three major decisions that you need to make. They're heavy on your heart. When you go to bed sometimes at night, it's like a computer and you can't turn the switch off. And you think about them over and over and over. It's not that you have a lack of faith. It's that you have such a pure heart You want to do the right thing. You're careful about the things of God. The things of God are sacred and holy to you. But God said, I who sees the end from the beginning, I already know the decision. And he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And soon you will have a peace in your heart, and there will be clear revelation that comes your way, and you will know what the answer is in the name of Jesus. Flow through him like a river. Touch, mighty God. Flow through her, Lord. Lord, touch these hands. Lord, they're anointed to serve. Touch this voice. It's anointed to bless. In the name of Jesus, and anoint this mind. It's anointed to speak. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Flow like a river. Flow like a river. Mighty, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you see the sincerity of his heart. Now, in Jesus' name, all that God has for you. More in Jesus' name. More, 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 more in Jesus' name. Kurabahasa. Now, in Jesus' name, there's the touch of God. Harabakasataya. Now, in Jesus' name. Touch, Lord, all through Idaba Kuria Shadalaba Satalabahasakataya. Halalamasataya. I don't know this lady, but I can see you by way of the Spirit. I see you in that place that you go to get along with God and you pray. But yet the attack of the enemy has come. It's come to your mind and it's come to your emotions. But God says, my daughter, I see the tears that fall from your eyes. And I even have the record of the number of those tears. But weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And your morning is coming, saith the Lord. Your morning is coming. Now, in Jesus' name. Sir, lift your hand up to God. When I was preaching, you were one of the ones the Lord said, you will pray for him. You will do an impartation to him. Close your eyes and just open your heart. Because it matters not what I say. I'm just a man, but I represent God. Lord, you know what the desire of his heart is. And I quoted your word tonight, Psalms 37 and 4 and 5. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and you will grant unto us the desires of our heart. Commit our ways unto you, and you will bring it to pass. Lord, this man knows what that means. Tonight, desires of his heart to be granted and for it to come to pass. I stand in agreement and call it done. Now may it be done. Lord, dispatch a ministering spirit from heaven with the answers in the name of Jesus. Touch in Jesus' name. That's the power of God. Flow like a river. Fresh, fresh, fresh touch of the Holy Ghost. Fresh touch of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I need to pray for this couple. If y'all could stand aside just a moment. This is very important. Very important. I'm very excited to pray for you. I see divine favor over both of you. Yes, there's been some difficult times that have come in the last few years, but God said, I saw you persevere. I saw you didn't give up. I saw you did not forsake me or my word. You did not forsake my calling. And God is saying, remember, I already see the other side. I see the other side of your obedience. I see the other side of your miracle. And I see the provision of God coming very, very soon. And it's going to be quite a surprise. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, touch this pastor in the name of Jesus. Lord, they're on the West Coast, Lord. And no, it's not a word of knowledge. I see his badge. It says Whittier, California. But God knows everything about him. He knows the very number of hairs on his head. He knows his going in and his going out. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in them. In the name of Jesus. Fire fire in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Where are those two ladies that I met in the green room? One from Virginia. Did y'all already leave? All right. If they've already left, the Lord bless them and keep them. Hallelujah, because I wanted to pray for them. But I'm going to pray for some more people. Pastor, can I take just a few more minutes? Thank you. You know, a lot of pastors, no, we got to hurry and shut this thing down. We got to be concerned. It might get out of control. Oh, we might get wildfire. I'd rather have wildfire than no fire. Hallelujah. Somebody stand behind this woman of God. I feel the fire of God. Fire in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ma'am, if you'll lift your hands up, I see you as a handmaiden before the Lord. Behold, the hand of the Lord is not short that it cannot save, neither is ear heavy that it cannot hear. The hand of the Lord on this handmaiden. Hallelujah. Oh, the Lord sees those tears. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Tears are a language that God understands. Fire of the Holy Ghost, the anointing greater upon you in the name of Jesus. Flow through her, Lord. Flow through her mightily, mightily, mightily. Fresh touch of the Holy Ghost. Lord, this is your daughter. This is one of your children. Bless her, Lord, and in a wonderful, wonderful way. Hallelujah. Lift your hands up to the Lord, sir. Just lift them up a little bit higher. God, I'm going to go higher. I'm going to go deeper. I'm going to go further with you. Jesus' name. Flow through him, Lord. Now, in Jesus' name, all that God has for you, flow, Holy Spirit. Lord, like a cool, refreshing stream, in the name of Jesus. Touch. There it is. That's the Holy Spirit. Touch in Jesus' name. There it is. Fire of God. Now all that God has. More, 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 more. Now in Jesus' name. Fresh touch of the Holy Ghost. Fresh touch of the Holy Ghost. Woo. Lift your hands up to the Lord. I'm going to ask your great pastor to come and just about 60 seconds. I wished I could pray for every one of you, but of course, I'm not the source. God is the source. And if you want the source, Psalms 22 and 3, O thou who dwells in the praise of your people. Psalm 16, 11, in thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. I'm going to ask you, if you feel comfortable in doing so, to very gently lay your hand on the person's shoulder beside you. And I want you to pray for them with empathy. In other words, like they were going through the same thing you've been through or you're going through. There they are. There's my ladies right there. I'm going to pray for them. I thought y'all done gone in the rapture and I was going on the second load. Let me come pray for them before I forget it. I'm getting old, Pastor Winston. I can't always remember everything. Lift your hands up to God. Close your eyes. Get your mind on the Lord. Somebody stretch your hand towards this lady. I feel like the Lord is saying there is a divine assignment over your life. When you were a young girl, something very traumatic happened to you. And then as a young person, Satan tried to take you out because even Satan could realize the blessing and the favor of God that was upon you. And Jesus reminds you of the verse where he says, I am the door. By me, if any man shall enter in, he shall go in and out and find good pasture. The door of the Lord is about to open for you. And when that door opens, you walk through with boldness, and with excitement and anticipation, because the assignment, the ultimate assignment that God is giving you, will begin through that open door. Stretch your hand towards this lady. Father, replace my hand of flesh with the nail-scarred hand of the Lord Jesus Christ, and may this divine appointment and divine assignment, let it begin soon in the name of Jesus. Fill her mind with creativity. Fill her mind with thoughts, Lord, beyond her ability, beyond even what she's been taught or trained for, in the name of Jesus. Thoughts from the heavenly world. Woo! In the name of the Lord. Young lady, lift your hands up to the Lord. Hallelujah. Even as a young lady, you've already lived a very interesting life. And you've seen promotion. The Bible says promotion cometh not from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. That only leaves one direction. That's the north. And who's up north? The Lord is up north. He's opened many doors for you. He's even let you sit in seats of authority and places of power. But God is saying that all of that has been in preparation for the greater thing, for the bigger thing, for the larger thing. You were here to hear this message tonight. Don't give up on your dream. And that you thought, God, that could never happen. That could never be possible. That's never going to take place. God said, it is going to happen. Be faithful. Continue to trust me. And you will see it come to pass. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch in Jesus' name. The anointing of God, mighty in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands up right now in Jesus' name, all that God has for you. All right, are you praying? Now pray for that person. Pray for the person beside you. Lord, touch my brother. Touch my sister. Send healing in their body. Restore their marriage. Bless their ministry. Provide for them. Touch their children. Let there be a revival in their home. As a family and individually, God, let them have revival in their own heart and life. God, give provision for the vision. Oh, God, that they will go forth and do mighty exploits in the name of Jesus. Now, Holy Spirit, breathe upon the people. Not only the pastors, the ministers, and their wives, but all of the congregants in the great living Word Church. And oh God, those watching by the internet, those watching by Daystar across America and around the world, release a mighty anointing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Somebody clap your hands and praise the Lord in this place. Hallelujah. Now listen to me. If you love and esteem and highly honor God's great man of faith and power, Pastor Bill Winston, who would head up this ministry, would you give him the biggest God bless you you've ever given him in the history of Living Word Church?
I love you. Thank you for letting me have it.
Oh, let's give Jesus a hand praise. Let's give him a praise. Take your seats, please. Now, basically...